Welcome to House Seats Presents, your live look into entertainment here in Las Vegas. I love the intro music, first of all, because I'm a big EDM fan, and my friend Vincent wrote that music, and it's so awesome to hear that for the first time. This is our very first show. We have a nice, lively audience here. We should do a shot for that.
Okay, everyone.
This already. Oh, my.
Fantastic.
Well, you got to be in Vegas. You got to do this. So.
Yeah, so this show is happening every Monday now.
Every Monday on the Vegas video. Wow, that one really got to my throat there.
Smooth.
Uh-huh, real smooth. TheVegasVideoNetwork.com/live every Monday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. Mm-hmm. You can find us here talking about entertainment in Las Vegas, talking about house seats, talking about being fans of these performers on the Strip. Excuse me, that one just really hit me. Oh. We have made our living on the Strip here with the performers, and we do not know them. I think a lot of people think that on house seats, we know all the performers and we are able to garner these tickets for them because
not
we know
much.
People. We don't.
No.
We are fans, but we never get an opportunity to really get up close and personal with a lot of these performers on and off the Strip. And so we're going to use this medium. This is the new medium, the new millennium, the new medium for house seats. We're online. We're on your mobile. And now we're on TV, on the web TV, every Monday, talking to and about the performers and backstage as well. So I'm your host, Bryce Krausman. I'm the co-founder of House Seats. I'm here with my marketing What do we call you now? The marketing
everything
guru.
Everything man.
Every man.
I do everything, and so you're welcome to leave.
Tyler Evan.
Take over from
yes, thank you. Yeah, and I'm all done.
But yeah. the importance and the great thing about this show that we're doing now is that House Seats presents for you the opportunity to create a relationship between you, the audience, and the entertainment industry itself.
That's right.
So, you know, not only are we have the chance to talk to the stars and the headliners that everybody loves in town, but we also have the means to interview and you know, get the back behind the scenes from the people that work at the box offices, from the people that work behind
the
scenes.
Of the front lines.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So,
Basically, and we are the front line for
and we're the
our
in the entertainment
right
capital
Absolutely.
Of the world.
Yes, we are.
You know,
hundreds and hundreds of shows in Las Vegas. So there is many performers we're inviting right now to come to this show every Monday.
Right. So that's what the show is all about. But I think before we go any further, maybe we should clue people into what House Seats is.
Why are we here? Why is House Seats Presents and what is House Seats? We've been around for 10 years in Las Vegas. We also are in Austin, San Antonio. We are in Reno. We are in San Francisco. And we are in Arizona.
Yep.
Also, we have a Canadian counterpart up there in the north. And they run Vancouver and Toronto. So today, I'm sitting here because I started House Seats with a co-founder friend of mine 10 years ago in my garage.
And there was nothing like
when
it
there was
in
nothing,
Vegas.
There was nothing like it. We were the first in Vegas. We're going to point that out. We were the first in Vegas. And a few people in the room here have been with us since we started. Yay! Yep. For the audience! Woohoo! They were there when we started in the garage, a website to bridge sort of the gap between the local, you, and the show community. I think one of the biggest things is you don't get a chance as a local, and we're 2 million people here in Clark County, to be able to see the shows. I come from the PR background. I saw a lot of shows. I did a lot of work with shows, but a lot of my neighbors and friends never got a chance to see the shows. So that's why HouseSeats.com was created.
Right. And I remember you telling me, let's use Blue Man Group as an example.
Yes.
Because you used to do PR for them.
They're a good
but you
example.
Coming, you know, you telling me about so many times when the show and promoters would come to you and say, "Oh my gosh, the show is, you know, 6 hours from now and we're only half full." And we have a really important person coming to see the show tonight.
Yeah.
We want to make it look as awesome and successful as possible. Please help us. So without there being any service like this in Vegas, you get on your phone.
Yes.
You had your friends get
the
on their
phone,
phones.
The fax machine.
And
if you remember what a fax machine was, I don't even know.
Something that just makes a lot of annoying noise. Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Yeah.
So you had to get on your phone and invite anyone you knew to please come down and see the show to make it look nice and full because it's in need of help.
It was a very archaic way of doing things.
Right.
The web is so much nicer.
So, and not only Blue Man Group, but throughout the city of Las Vegas and the entertainment capital of the world, there are literally hundreds of different kinds of shows, not just headliners, but comedy clubs, concerts, tribute acts.
One-offs. Yeah.
Local community theater, which is great. great and underappreciated in a town like this because nobody knows about it. So these shows are in need of all this help, and there was nothing like it. So House Seats swooped in.
Yes, and like a giant machine.
And said, let's create an automated service where we give locals the opportunity to reserve tickets on a complimentary basis, on a first-come, first-served basis, as we are given them.
Right.
And enjoy things that they normally wouldn't have been able to.
And we'll give the plug to HouseSeats.com right now is the fact that we are, there we go, House Seats is promoting its 10-year anniversary by offering 2 years for the price of one.
Two for one.
So if you go on right now to houseseats.com/10 years, you can read all about the promotion. It'll tell you, you basically join, you pay the annual fee to belong, and then you get free tickets to the shows when the shows need to fill their theater. That is the basis. So of the 200 plus shows in Vegas, there are about 20 different offerings on House Seats on a daily basis. And I will tell you from experience this many years now, we're right up there with Facebook and Instagram with how people check every morning when they're on the John or whatever they're doing when they're reading Facebook. Some people, that's when they get their news of the day is right there. And we will, they'll check their Instagram, their Facebook, and they will check House Seats and find out what
there
is available.
There are some people that proudly admit to being addicted to House Seats.
I think we've been banned in a couple offices because... just like a porn site, I think they've banned us. No, I'm serious. Somebody actually told us this. They told us this. There you go.
House Seats is slightly different.
Slightly different than your normal website. Only because everyone was checking it all day long, so they weren't getting their work done. They were just, you know, double-checking what they were missing. So that is House Seats. We'll get more into detail on that. But one of the things we wanted to do on the show is kind of give you a little weekend roundup. People ask us all the time, you know, you must see everything. You must know every person in town. That's partially true in some areas, if you ask my cousin. But I think, you know, we don't often know all the performers personally. And we give out tickets to a lot of shows in town. And, you know, we get a chance to meet these people up close and personal. We really want to know their story. How did they get here? Why did they choose Vegas? What pitfalls did they have as a performer? And then we obviously understand the inner workings of business. And I'll get to a little bit of why I chose Eiler to work at House Seats, too, 4 years ago, because of his experience in the theater. But on the weekend roundup, we want to show you what we've kind of done this weekend to sort of get to know our community and that better. So as Eiler alluded to, Blue Man Group. So Blue Man Group, they've been around for 16 years in Las Vegas. They opened originally at the Luxor, and I was privileged to work for them in the first 3 years of its inception here. I worked for them from 2000, 2003 at the Luxor.
Then they moved to the Venetian.
First camped out in the theater that's now Believe, where...
Chris Angel,
yes, thank you. You know, the guy who stands on top of the pyramid in there, it's kind of creepy. But anyway, we opened there. I say we like I still work there. We opened there in 2000, and they left there and moved to the Venetian. Right. And then left the Venetian and went to Monte Carlo, and they just vacated Monte Carlo and took over a more intimate space at the Luxor where Jabberwockies perform.
Right.
Jabberwockies just moved to MGM Grand. And so it's a nice, intimate 800-seat house for the Blue Man Group, and it's awesome because all of the venues they perform at in Boston, Chicago, New York are all very small theaters for you the chance to get close and personal with the Blue Man. And I would say, you know, I worked there for a long time, but didn't mean I got the best seats in the house on Friday night for the opening.
Right.
Because I don't actually work for them anymore, so they don't have to give me, you know, the best seats. But you still, thank you for inviting me. I should say that. but I was really able to get close, you know, and the eye contact with the Blue Man, the part of the performance art that it really is, that it, what it represents. And so
every venue that it's moved to, the show has progressed and changed.
It's definitely more up to date. I mean, if you've seen the show before, they used to do this posters theme, where they sort of shook the poster, if you could see the naked mermaid, whatever. That's now replaced with a G-pad. Obviously, they didn't pay to that large company to utilize it. So they use a big G-pad and they play games with the audience. So it's definitely interactive. There's still the element of the paper at the end. And there's a lot more EDM and a lot more music that is up to date. So I think they've really done a great job. And it was definitely, it hit home from obviously having worked on that show so many years ago, and it's basically the birth of House Seats. I give a lot of credit back to when I just used to be laminating little cards where it would be used to sell their merchandise. I'd use like the little laminator. Basically, one of the people thought I was the king of laminating.
It's a very important job.
It was a very important job at the time, laminating.
But it's funny how Blue Man created everything.
Oh, yeah.
Since then, it's
merchandising
expanded.
And even to this story, You know, we went on a cruise recently. My boyfriend and I went on a cruise, and we were on a Norwegian cruise line. And the Blue Man Group were performing on there. They were a headliner on the cruise. So we're going from the Luxor, you know, where we couldn't even get people. I don't know how many times my family saw Blue Man Group. Right. How many times do you think you saw Blue Man? A ton.
To a ship.
To, yeah, so now it's on a ship. And here you have people back in the day that we couldn't get to come into the show. Basically an older demographic, mm-hmm. you know, like, Fran, come see the Blue Man. Right. They wouldn't go. And here you have on a cruise line, people, we were kind of the youngest people on the cruise line. And here you have these people walking in like, oh, I saw them in New York. And they're basically mm-hmm. sharing it. And they're, you know, in their 50s and 60s watching this. And so it was really gratifying to me to now see the progression of how people have embraced Blue Man Group all these years.
Right.
So that was really an awesome part of the weekend.
And then Diana Ross.
Well, then we had Diana Ross on Saturday. Diana Ross, this was her second residency at the Venetian. Venetian is doing a headliner series in what was the old Phantom of the Opera Theater.
Right.
They've done, what was that? What's that little couple, the country couple?
Tim
McGraw and Faith Hill. Yeah. How could I forget that? And so they've obviously brought in Diana Ross, who played an awesome show. She starts right on time, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And she's done by 9:30. And if you miss it, you miss her. But
and she's slightly
fantastic.
Talented.
She's slightly a pioneer. I'd love to have her on this show. She'd be great.
Yeah.
We can Skype you in, Diana. Come on anytime. You know what? Actually, one of the first times I saw it here, I was right behind her family. I should have exchanged cards then.
Yeah, you should.
And then I took my aunt to see it the next time, and we were right behind Sarah Jessica Parker. So that was quite a nice experience. So definitely a great show, and she'll be back again. I am certain the Venetian will book her again.
And then last night.
Last night. That's why I'm a little rough today. I did have several glasses of champagne. I even actually broke a glass on Matt Goss's dad yesterday at the Caesar's Palace. Matt Goss, here you see, you can see us right here after the show. Matt's a really handsome man. He does a meet and greet with all of his fans after the show.
Looks classy.
Oh, he's very classy. He's super dressed. And so I also co-own a restaurant here in town called DW Bistro.
DWBistro.com.
It is tasty. Mm-hmm. And Matt has decided that is his new brunch spot. So he has come in there for the last 3-4 brunches. Sits at the same table, brings the same people with him. So he invited me to come to the show last night. So I went to the show last night. And I will tell you, you know, he has brought back an era gone by. I mean, you know, we used to go back in the day to Bellagio and to places where they had these old showrooms.
Right.
And see different headliners and different lounge acts. And it's nice to see. I mean, yeah, he's a British guy, and a British guy embracing sort of what Vegas used to be. He definitely, for the last
like
six
the old
and a half
school
years,
sort of Rat yeah, Pack feeling. Yeah. And going to shows and being within the entertainment industry, it's amazing when you can instantly tell mm-hmm. if someone is into it.
Oh, he's so
genuine. If someone really cares about what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I've heard of Matt Goss,
yeah.
Whether it be through house seats or just through friends, he really, really is into every moment of his show.
He embraces the audience. And in fact, I said to his assistant, I was sitting next to his assistant during the show, and excuse me, they had just come back from Blue Man. I mean, come back to see Blue Man Group. I'm already there still. come back from DW that day. And I watched Matt work the room. And he works the room like I work the room at DW.
Right.
It's a very personal thing. And it's a showroom. He could probably play more than the size that the showroom is in. I mean, it's in the old Cleopatra's barge. There's still there's still water running in, which they make the comment, what is probably in that water? Years of like bad choices at the club and
sure,
things
but,
like that.
But what you were saying about the way that you work the room at your restaurant... just like Matt Goss works the room at his own show, not only does he really care about the performance that he's doing, mm-hmm. but he also cares about everyone in the audience
yes.
that he is entertaining.
And do you know and this is something I didn't know about him. He has sold 40 million records.
Doesn't
I don't know
me.
Anything about him in that way. There you go. Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing for him, he had a lot of Brits in the audience. They obviously come to see him, and we got to do a meet and greet after, and a lot of the ladies in line that I met, in fact, one woman who was so sad in Vegas, she had a really hard time here, but as soon as she got up to Matt, you know, tears streaming down the face. And I don't know him that well, and I want to get to know him, and Matt is actually invited on the show,
and he'll be here on the show,
so we will get to talk to him more.
Really, other cool things about this past week and weekend of entertainment, and that's something that's also cool that we'll get into more as the shows go on with house seats, but it's a complete celebration of every kind of entertainment.
Right.
So this last week, just... we saw Nitro Circus
right at MGM
at
Grand.
MGM, mm-hmm. action-packed event. Both people that were sports fans, and just people that liked a great spectacle.
Yep.
They went and had a blast. And professional wrestling, boxing happened last week. And all of these things are a great opportunity for parents to take their children
yes.
to enjoy great entertainment. And that's yeah. another really awesome thing about House Seats that I've seen over the past few years is seeing the testimonials from parents who say, oh my gosh, my daughter, I was able to take my daughter to her first ballet.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to take my son to his first professional wrestling event, and he had a blast. So again, House Seats is a great way for families to get out and have fun together.
Yeah, I think one of the things we have to touch on is sort of a little bit about House Seats and how we got started and why we chose to do it. I think 10 years ago, we needed an element to bridge that gap, that people become ambassadors in their city, give you an opportunity to go see the shows at a nominal or free cost. And I think, you know, for us, we've had a really good job of meeting people and partnering with these shows mm-hmm. and venues to get people out of their house. You know, you have all these new websites that teach you to be at the computer and very antisocial. It's the antisocial social network. That's another show. But I think for us, we have the opportunity to get people to go on the website, to get the tickets that they're looking for, that we have to offer, go to the show, participate at the showroom, whether they're buying drinks, whether they're staying, whether they're gambling, mm-hmm. whether they're doing the interaction with the performer, whatever, it gets them out of the house. And I think as we started to put together this show, and we were thinking sort of the top things, top 10, top 5, top whatever things that a House Seats has done for the community and done for us as the people sitting here right now. The 10-year progression of us sitting here, the 4 years that Eiler's been with House Seats, and the reason we picked him, which I said I was going to go back to, and now I'm remembering I was doing that, is basically Eiler is a performer himself.
That's true.
Eiler mm-hmm. has been in multiple shows here on the Strip. He's also currently in shows. So we at the company encourage that.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to be a part of our website and our business that have a life outside of their business.
It's The cool thing for me in being involved with the team at House Seats is, yes, I come from an entertainment background. I was a musical theater major in college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Ohio, from a little town in Ohio between Columbus and Cleveland.
Say hi to Ted in Ohio right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, hi, Ted. Go Browns. But yeah, I went to college for musical theater in Ohio, and that's all I ever wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in New York City for 5.5, almost 6 years performing, you know, doing whether it was an off-Broadway musical or a national tour or a reading of a brand new show
mm-hmm.
that was trying to make it.
Yeah.
That's where my passion has been my entire life.
Yeah.
And I started from the time I was 3 years old as playing the ring bearer in Cinderella that my mom made me do.
Oh, everyone always has a story of when you're a child and you get thrown into it. And how did you know that was, without your mother being the one to push you, how did you know that's what you really wanted to do?
Up until then, I was Mr. Sports. Okay. I played football.
You can't get any further from things.
No, I was...
I don't know anything about that.
I was a football player. I was a basketball player, mm-hmm. track and field. And my mother made me audition for the... I was 14 years old. She made me audition for Bye Bye Birdie,
mm-hmm.
which is the big musical that year at my high school. And I was cast and I was scared to death.
Yeah.
But through the camaraderie and just the teamwork and the fun surrounding the creation of a show and the response from the audience, the excitement of the audience and what you feed off of as a performer, the adrenaline rush, that's where I found my passion. And that's where I found what I love to do. So,
and you bring that here because I think one of the interesting things about House Seats is that because you're a performer, now you get to see the back end of what somebody's back end.
So
you get to see the back end of theater and the back end of how things actually work here, especially in Las Vegas, where it's a huge business and a huge opportunity for you to put your foot in the door of a lot of places that you wouldn't normally get to see.
So from 14, fast forward many years, and I found myself here in Vegas and, met up with this guy, Mr. Bryce Crouch.
He had a lot of interviews.
Yeah.
I'm very particular about when people work. You can ask my general manager at DW, Rudy. He had 7 interviews before he became the general manager.
But it was literally a matter.
I'm sorry again about how long
it takes. That's okay. It's okay.
If you're going to eventually take over, see, this is how it goes. The subtle takeover of this business.
But it was something that I literally fell into.
Yes.
I mean, it was a number of mutual friends that I had expressed. I'm looking for something more here in this town, other than doing a random show here and then. At the time, I had just done a show out at Spring Mountain Ranch for Super Summer Theater.
Yeah,
it was Drowsy Chaperone years ago.
Yes, and we will remind our viewers, our new viewers, he played a particular role. If you saw The Drowsy Chaperone, he played a particular role named
Adolfo.
See, yeah. I'm going to have him do that probably several times throughout the run of this show.
So yeah, because of that, you know, after that, I was working a job I didn't enjoy.
You were a bevertainer.
I was at the Rio. And uh-huh.
I wasn't going to say the name of the place.
Serving people drinks and getting up and singing for 45 yes. seconds every hour. And it was what it was. And a lot of people have a great time with it, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So I moved on to... hopefully bigger and better things. And yeah. it just so happened that we have so many mutual friends, but you and I had never met.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
How the people you never know come across in a way that you did. And I think that one of the greatest things about having you at House Seats is because your natural rapport with people and your ability to get into a room and not be intimidated. Because the part of the reason for House Seats, and I think one of the things people always, the misconception is they think we know everybody. That's why we get the tickets.
Yeah.
And it's not. I mean, I knocked on doors 10 years ago of people that I worked with, and they all said, no, we don't need your service. Thank you very much. And I said, one of the first things I think I told you is you have to be able to put up with some degree of, what is it? What's my word? Doors? Rejection.
True. Yeah.
The Lord just spoke to me. Well, rejection.
But you know, what's funny to me is that you can carry the same feelings, whether mm-hmm. you're on stage or whether you're working for a business. And there's a sense of just friendliness and kindness that people are aching for.
Mm-hmm.
And with a company like House Seats, where, I mean, let's face it, we celebrate entertainment.
Yes.
That's what we do. Yes. That's the whole reason why the company exists.
Yes.
And we give people the opportunity to have fun. That is the most important thing to me. And that's why I enjoy working with you. Absolutely.
And there's two more of us.
Yeah.
Not more of us. Although... I have to tell everybody, they did 1 year. I wasn't, because I opened a restaurant 5 years ago, I wasn't always the most present at House Seats. So they created a ginormous life-size cutout of
cardboard
me.
Cardboard cutout of Bryce,
yes.
Yep.
And I think they did really strange things to it sometimes. I don't know. But the funny thing is they left it in my house sometimes. So I'd walk into a dark house and there'd be me.
With your own silhouette.
Staring at myself when I... basically freaked out
yeah.
and probably said a lot of things that I could say on here because this is on the web, so we can say those words.
But what's funny, what I was going to say is that you have to keep the sense that everyone is just human.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people, and thank goodness that we have the opportunity to get out and show our faces and mm-hmm. say, weird people just like everybody else, just like every performer is, just like every star, every headliner.
Right. Right.
They all just want to have a great time. And again, that's something that House Seats celebrates.
We send you out on a great time. And I think as you start to see and you start tuning in every Monday at 3:00 right here on the Vegas Video Network /live, you will find an opportunity to get close and up close and personal with the performers, as well as up close and personal with us. We'll talk about FAQs, about things about House Seats. If you are not a member currently, you can log on to houseseats.com right now and join.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 2-year promotion running, which means if you join now, you get 2 years for the price of one.
Amazing deal.
Yes. And it's been going on for thank you. Yep. Cha-ching. We are running that through Wednesday, the 25th. So it's now your time to join that.
And yeah, keep in mind that the price of a House Seats membership,
yeah.
what is the price of going out to the movies a couple times?
Mm-hmm. Do you know it's been the same price for 10 years?
Yeah.
Everything else has changed. Our price has been the exact same since it was
so
in 2005.
You think about it, it's amazing.
What else do
yeah.
you know that's not the same
exactly.
since 2005?
So you could go to the movies a couple times throughout the course of a year,
uh-huh.
or you could have a House Seats membership and reserve thousands of dollars worth of free entertainment.
Amen.
Let's see. Which one would I rather have?
And you get prizes right now. So even if you don't, if you're hesitant to join or you just want to know about the prizes, if you go to houseseats.com/10 years, you can still enter to win our flyaway. So we're giving away basically House Seats, with the exception of Canada right now, we're not giving you a trip to Vancouver. You can fly away to one of 5 different U.S. cities by just entering your email address and your name on the website. That will tell us who you are, get you part of the email list. You don't even have to join yet. You can just get a part of our email list. And we are going to announce who that winner of the flyaway is next Monday at 3:00 right here.
Exciting.
So tune in, because there's a lot of stuff to see. There's a lot more information to learn about House Seats. Yeah. You can go on the website right now, learn about our house cares, where we give back to charity. You can learn about, we just did a nice thing with Zappos this weekend.
Yeah, Friday morning, we as
gave
a whole
shoes.
House Seats team, we went to Zappos and gave away brand new socks and shoes to those in need. There was over 1,000 people that showed up at the event in need of new socks and shoes. And it was great to see just the excitement in their faces.
Yes.
And the happiness that the event created. So,
and that's what you join. You really join this network. You're not just joining to go to free shows. That is the perk. But you're also joining an online community, and people have met each other out and about. We found people who have gone on dates because of house seats, their social calendar, gotten married. Their first show was Blue Man Group. They told us. Yeah. I mean, these stories we've heard, and we'll share those with you over the next Mondays. So tune in the Mondays. We want to do a little celebratory shot because you're allowed to do that here. So on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, you're empty. Here, I'll give you a little money.
Okay.
There we go. So this is a cheers to entertainment and to all of you. Right now for tuning in today. I'm Bryce.
I'm Eiler.
Keep it going. Oh, yeah.